Well, it was really exciting news for Sydney Sixers fans, not just that Steve O'Keefe's going around again. Wow, that guy. Talk about squeeze the lemon. Anyway, Curtis Patterson, who had a standout season with the title-winning Scorchers last year, is home. Of course, he's a Sydney boy to start with. It's great to have him back in the magenta for 3 years. Curtis has been good enough to join us on the line. G'day, Curtis.
Morning, guy. Jimmy, how you going?
Yeah, really well. First of all, mate, welcome back, which is great, but why? Why now back to Sydney?
Probably a mixture of a few reasons, to be honest. First of all, as you mentioned, Sydney's home. A lot of people probably don't remember, rightly so, but my first ever Big Bash game was for the Sydney Sixers. I think back in BBL2 it might have been. Scored a very lazy 4 runs off 2 balls at the back end of the innings and dropped the catch, I think, in the fielding innings. So it wasn't the most memorable fixture. But, kind of nice to be home at the SCG. I've actually just had a little baby boy in the off-season, so... when the opportunity presented itself to kind of have Christmas at home with him and with the family, that kind of shifted my perspective a little bit. And also, I think just the reality was, as good as my time was over with the Scorchers, I was never going to play this forever. And it kind of felt like you don't get the opportunity to go out on a high after winning a tournament like we did last year. So kind of a mixture of those three things. It just felt like it was too good of an opportunity to pass up. And probably the final thing is that I kind of consider myself really lucky that I'm moving from one strong club in the Scorchers to another strong club in the Sixers. Kind of no doubt they're the two most respected teams in the Big Bash. So, as I mentioned, it was just too good of an opportunity to say no to.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of expectation comes with playing for the Sixers because of their success over the years. Let's just go back to last year again. It was a breakout year for you. And just in reading about that and, you know, the tough conversations that Adam Voges had with you that allowed you to play with a bit of freedom. Can you tell me and the listeners a little more about that?
Yeah, it was a bit of an interesting one. It was kind of a nice lesson for me that I guess, there's always learnings available to you if you're open to them. And Adam, at the beginning of the season last year, kind of mentioned that I was only probably going to have the first 2 games to have an opportunity with Mitch Marsh and Josh Inglis coming back from Australian duties to play from game 3 on. So that opportunity presented itself early on, and I was pretty low on confidence, to be honest. After kind of hearing that, I kind of resigned myself to the fact that I'd just be on the bench again for the year, which was going to be disappointing. But for whatever reason, something kind of clicked in the minutes after that phone call with Adam, and I just kind of thought, well, you know what, just kind of screw it in a way. That was kind of the mentality. Screw it. I've got 2 games here. Let's just treat these 2 opportunities like they're going to be my 2 last opportunities to potentially play. And kind of as extreme as that sounds, it just kind of allowed me to go over there with a really carefree attitude. And I didn't worry about expectations. I didn't worry about, proving people wrong or proving myself right or any of that stuff. I just went out there and tried to enjoy it as much as I could. And the way it turned out, I probably saw the ball as best as I've ever seen it in that first game of the Big Bash last year, and that just kind of gave me the belief and gave me a bit of a base to kick on and have just make a difference to the side, which was really pleasing.
So, Curtis, here's the challenge for you this year. How do you play with that same level of freedom knowing that you have a 3-year contract in your back pocket?
Yeah, it's a good one. I think, first of all, just the fact that I've actually got some belief now, which I haven't had in my Big Bash career up until that point last year. So I just had such a good time playing with the Scorchers, but just playing Big Bash cricket last year that just makes me really excited to play this year. And some early conversations I've kind of had with Moses and with Greg Shepherd, that's kind of been the message to for me to take on risk up the top of the order. There's plenty of guys, Sixers, like the Scorchers, bat really deep. Guys like Dan Christian batting at 6. You've got so much talent there, and that's something that also plays into my mindset. Just knowing that I can go out there and actually play with that freedom, and that there's so many guys behind me. If it doesn't work out for whatever reason on the night, that the team can still do really well. And I think that's when I play my best cricket. So thankfully, that looks like it's shaping up to be a similar situation at the Sixers. So really, it's just about me going out there and trying to enjoy my cricket and trying to make a difference with bat in hand, and then in the field trying to make a difference with my fielding.
So confirmed you will be opening?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of water under the bridge before the first game of the BBL season.
Sure.
There's a lot of cricket to be played, but I'm sure if my opportunity does come and if I am playing, I'd be shocked if it wasn't kind of somewhere up the top of the order there.
Yeah, right. Hey, Greg Shepherd, you mentioned Moses Enriquez, obviously with your St George club as well. How influential was Moe with you coming back and rejoining the Sixers?
Not superly influential, to be perfectly honest.
Right.
In terms of anything directly that we spoke about, but I love what Mo and Greg have built at the Sixers. So that element of it was really important. Going to a club that's already got a really strong foundation is nice, because I can kind of just join in and fit in with the current culture at the club, and there's kind of no need to, I guess, get settled in like there probably would be at another team, just being the fact that I play with a lot of these guys with New South Wales year-round. So Moses is a terrific leader. I think everyone kind of knows the Sixers stand for that play-free mentality and that mentality of not being afraid to make mistakes and actually learn. So that's going to be really nice to walk into that environment and get out there and try and perform and try and entertain the fans.
Yeah. Curtis, when you played your first test match back in 2019, you've played two of them, scored a test century. You would have been described as a test player. Now you're all forms player. Do you still have aspirations to go back to the longer form at the international level? And do you think that there are opportunities beyond that with all the other, IPL and all the other new T20 tournaments that exist around that maybe has changed your opinion on that?
Yeah, you bang on, Jimmy. It really has. I think as any normal person would, my opportunity to kind of play at the highest level was with the Red Bull. And so generally until about 2 years ago, all of my training, all of my efforts were put into trying to play test cricket, which I was really lucky to be able to do. And it kind of just, for whatever reason, something clicked one off season. And I decided to really kind of dedicate the majority of my training to some white ball stuff and trying to actually just add some areas to my game that I can access, add some areas of my game, my batting that I can score boundaries, and also kind of work on my fielding, which I think is something that's just becoming more and more important as T20 cricket becomes more and more modern. So that was the kind of big shift that I made. And you're right, I certainly haven't given too much thought around franchise cricket or anything like that around the world, but there's always aspirations to play at the highest level. And, the majority of the time that's playing for Australia. In T20 cricket, it might be, playing in different franchise leagues around the world that have the best talent. So for me at the moment, that's the big bash. That's kind of the level where I'm at. So I'm just really keen in terms of the T20 space to get out there and try and perform as well as I can for the Sixers.
Yeah, so much opportunity, so exciting. And, further motivation for you to do well. Don't ask me how we got to it, Curtis, but we're talking astrology today and zodiac signs. Do you know, I know you're an April 5, do you know what sign you are?
I do. I know I'm an Aries because my mother is also an Aries, and she's the one that's into this stuff a lot more than I am.
Right.
She's the one that's constantly telling me that I'm an Aryan.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm going to tell you your strengths and weaknesses. You can tell me whether this is right or wrong. Your strengths are you're courageous, determined, confident, okay, enthusiastic, optimistic, honest, and passionate. Is that fair?
I reckon about 80% of those are fair. I'm not sure about how courageous I necessarily am, if I'm being perfectly honest, but most of the others I can live with, yeah.
All right. Now we're going to have to go to the weaknesses, mate. You better tell me here. Impatient, moody, short-tempered, impulsive, and aggressive.
No, you've got the wrong person there, Jimmy. I'd like to think that I'm a fairly level-headed cat. You know what? You might actually be right. Most of those things I probably just internalise. I'm certainly not externally moody, but I certainly have my moments when I'm at home alone and missing out, not scoring the runs I'd like, or having a bad day, I probably can be. But, so I'm happy to give you those, at least on the internal level.
very good. Yeah, we're all on a journey today, Curtis, with this a bit of self-examination, which is always interesting. Mate, great to have you on the program. Really looking forward to you playing well for the Sixers, not just this year, but over the next couple of years, and who knows beyond that. Thanks for your time today, Curtis.
No worries. Thanks, Jimmy.
If you're enjoying this podcast, make sure to tune in from midday, Monday to Thursday, till 3 p.m. on 1170 SEN.